The other thing that John wore was a girdle of leather. It was the skin of an animal. What really helped him and gave him his strength, because Elijah had the same thing, was the idea of my strength is going to come from the redemption and the sacrificial work of Christ. There is no strength to gird my mind, as the Apostle Peter have said. Gird your mind with the truth. The truth that is in the Word of God, that tells us of the coming of the Lord Jesus, that tells us of the sacrificial work of the Lord Jesus, that tells us of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, that tells us of the ascension of the Lord Jesus, that tells us of the coming again of the Lord Jesus. It is that truth that's going to keep me together. That's what girdle does. You put a belt on, it keeps things together. The truth of God is going to keep me together, keep my thoughts together, keep my heart together. It's going to guard me in this wilderness journey. That's what he wore. That was the fashion of the time. What Christian should wear? What is the fashion of a Christian? Camel hair and a leather belt. The endurance that characterized the Lord Jesus and the truth of the Word of God concerning Christ that guard and gives the strength and keeps the believer all together in one piece. Well, how about food? What did he eat? His meat was locusts and wild honey. What a diet. Elijah was eating bread and meat. John the Baptist was eat locusts and wild honey. Locusts speak of judgment. And for the believer to feel, to sense in his own soul, the judgment of God that had come upon the Lord Jesus because of my sin. Listen, it will prevent you. It will keep you from going astray. If you realize the cost that cost God by giving up his son, the cost that costed the Lord Jesus, the great cost when he gave himself and endured the judgment of God. And also to realize that the whole world is under the judgment of God. Is it time? Is it time to go after the things of this world for the believer? When we realize and we speak about that judgment is coming. That's what he was eating, locusts. But also he was eating wild honey. Now, honey in the scripture was never to be put on the sacrifice. That nicey nice thing, people sometimes just try to be nice and speak nice. But that's not it really. Wild honey is not man-made. It is a product of God. It is not man-made. People sometimes try to be morally upright, to be nice. And he said, well, this is gentle, this is nice. This is not what ought to characterize Christian. We never read of the Lord Jesus that he was nice. I know that he was full of grace and truth. Sometimes we have a man-made nice thing. But John was eating wild honey. He was eating what God had provided for him without the intervention or the adulteration of man. Man had no hand in his food. And again, the word of God, sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. That's what really characterized, that was his diet, that was his clothes. Now, how about what other thought of him? In Matthew chapter 11, the Lord Jesus, I think it's around verse 7. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitude concerning John, what went ye out into the wilderness to see? He was asking them what they have saw of John. And if you ask anyone, who is John? When the Lord Jesus asked the Pharisees, is the baptism of John from heaven or from man? They were afraid to answer because they know that John was a prophet. To them, the opinion of people was John is a messenger from God to us. When people see me at work, when people see me at school, what do they think? Am I a messenger from God to them? Or I am just a good student? Or a good worker? Or a good neighbor? Am I a messenger from God to bring the word of God? That's what people thought of John. What do people think of us? But the other thing is this. People always think of themselves. if somebody asked you, you know, tell me about yourself, you'll be very happy. And you go on and on and on, speak about yourself. If you look in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, because we spoke about Elijah, when he was self-centered, when he felt sorry for himself. Let's look at John the Baptist. When they came to him, in John, Gospel of John, chapter 1, and in verse 21. And they asked him, what then art thou? In verse 20. And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. If you read verse 19, and this is the record of John, whom the Jews sent the priest and the Levite from Jerusalem, asking him, who art thou? Who are you? What do you think of yourself? Tell us about yourself. And he confessed and denied, but confessed, I am not the Christ. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 words. I am not the Christ. Verse 21. And they asked him, what then? Art thou Elias? And he said, I am not. 3 words. Art thou the prophet? And he said, and he answered, no. 1 word. Here is a man who did not think at all of himself. People thought of him as a messenger from God to them. And he did not think of himself at all. At all. Every time they keep asking the question, the answer becomes even less. I am not the Christ. I am not. No. That's all what he said. But the Lord Jesus bore a testimony concerning John. In Matthew chapter 11, he said concerning John, because to me that's very important now. It doesn't matter what people think of you, and it doesn't matter what you think of yourself. But what matters is, what is the Lord thinking of you? He said concerning John that he was a burning and a shining light. The word burning comes before shining. He was burned for the Lord. And because he was burned for the Lord, he was shining. The shining was not superficial. It wasn't man-made up. But as a result of a deep exercise inside to take hold of the things of God and to be burned concerning the things of God. And as a result of that, he shone forth and he was a bright and shining light. That was the testimony of the Lord concerning John. The challenge to us is this. We saw Elijah of the Old Testament. We saw a man of prayer. We saw a man who could stand in the presence of God. We saw a man that who could stand in the presence of people. We saw a man that was obedient to the word of God. We saw a man who also could get depressed and feel sorry for himself. We saw a man that did not get upset when the Lord told him, go on and anoint somebody else to do the work for you. We saw Elijah of the New Testament, a forerunner of Christ, preparing the hearts and the mind and the souls and the way for the coming of the Lord. We saw what he ate. We saw what he wore. We saw what people thought of him. We saw what he thought of himself. And we saw the testimony of the Lord concerning him. The Lord is looking for the like of Elijah. The Lord is looking for the like of John the Baptist. The Lord is looking for men and women who are distinguished, who are not just like a 7,000 knees, that nobody knows anything about him but God. If you are saved, God knows that. But God was looking for men to stand up for him in the day of declension and to prepare the way for his soon comings. Because after all, it will be wonderful to hear it from the mouth of the Lord. Well done, good and faithful servant. May the Lord help us. Amen.